Welcome to this Knox College podcast, featuring the sounds and voices of the Knox community.
Alan Anderson graduated from Knox College in 1956 and went on to earn a PhD in social ethics from the University of Chicago. A professor, author, and civil rights activist, Alan is a leader in the movement to oppose the American color line. Early in the summer of 1962, he answered the call to travel to Albany, Georgia, where he joined 45 other people on the steps of City Hall. They prayed for civil rights and were thrown in jail for disturbing the peace. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. joined them at one point and commented that it's always a mistake to imprison committed men because they have more time to plan the revolution. While pursuing graduate work at the University of Chicago, Alan was one of the leaders of Chicago's civil rights movement. He served as the central figure in organizing Dr. King's 1965 visit to the segregated neighborhoods, which resulted in a march of 25,000 people against the segregated school system. Alan offered the first courses on racial justice at Chicago and at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. He is founder of the Social Ethics Seminar, in which his students investigate various aspects of race relations in the community. Alan feels that their research on housing and community development shows that the color barrier still exists in today's society. Dr. Anderson and his students have found that 90% of the black, foreign-born, and Hispanic populations live on the other side of the tracks, literally. He is quoted in a College Heights Herald story as saying, "Me and my students can do very little, but we can provide statistics for others to change things. My goal is less to change things myself, but to encourage development of a city watchdog to keep an eye on the city." Dr. Anderson was co-author with his good friend, George W. Pickering, of Confronting the Color Line, The Broken Promise of the Civil Rights Movement in Chicago, which was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize, won a Choice Award for Academic Book of the Year, and a 1986 Myers Award from the Gustavus Myers Center for the Study of Human Rights in the United States. He's the author of numerous other writings and papers and has served on the board of several organizations, including the American Academy of Religion, the Journal of Religious Ethics, and the Society of Christian Ethics. Alan Anderson is currently a professor of philosophy and religion at Western Kentucky University, where he is known to throw out a piece of candy each time a student gets a question correct. I am honored to present Alan Anderson with a 2008 Alumni Achievement Award for his achievements in civil rights.
Candy business would be in my citation. That's a Knox thing. A few years ago, Walter North retired, and it was written in the Knox magazine that the students always remembered him for giving them candy at quiz times, I think it was. And I decided, hey, it's better to be remembered for something rather than nothing. And so I started passing out candy in my classes. Thank you for this award. I want to thank the selection committee and everyone at Knox who had a part in the making of this award. People I've worked with are Carol Brown, Megan Clayton, and Megan Scott. Thank you. I'm grateful to receive this award for several reasons. First, it's said that a prophet has no honor in his own country. I'm pretty sure I'm no prophet, but I'm certain that Knox is home country. Almost since its beginning, Knox has been an academic home for my family. My great-grandmother, Julia Underwood Spaulding, and her sister graduated from Knox Female Seminary in 1860. For generations after their graduation, it was my cousins, mostly named Trevor, most famously the Dean Trevor of Trevor Field, who kept the family connection with Knox alive. I came and then the Andersons took over. I met and married Debbie Nelson Anderson, Knox 54 here. Our daughter, Margaret Anderson Galloway, graduated from Knox in 1989. A few days ago, her daughter, Megan Elise Galloway, announced that she would enter Knox next fall. Margaret, Megan, stand up. So Knox has been and is home country for my family, and I'm grateful that this award comes to me from home folks. Second, in giving me this award, Knox honors itself. Whatever I've achieved is due in large part to the quality of education I received here. Knox gave me a wonderful liberal arts education, one that emphasized reading, writing, thinking, seeing current events in historical depth, understanding points of view other than my own. Knox helped me find my vocation. I entered as a biology major and left 4 years later to pursue graduate education in religion. In between was a wonderful period of exploring possible majors in history, literature, and psychology, ending with the choice of philosophy. But then, when I couldn't see myself doing graduate work in philosophy, I took my problem to Bill Matthews. "What do you want to study?" Bill asked. "The big ideas," I replied. "Oh, that's easy," Bill said. "You go to Chicago and study philosophical theology. That's what they call the study of the big ideas there." And so I did, and I've never regretted my choice. Thank you, Bill. Knox also gave me my friends, my first intellectual companions on the long academic journey. One of these, Jerry Long, was particularly important. Coming as I did from Jim Crow, segregated Oklahoma, I had hardly met any African Americans, much less had the possibility of friendship with them. But Jerry's and my friendship, begun at Knox, deepened as we together pursued graduate study in religion at the University of Chicago. I suspect that without Jerry, that first African American friend I made here at Knox, my subsequent career would have been quite different, and I might not be here today accepting an award for my work in civil rights. Speaking of civil rights, third and finally, I would like to accept this award on behalf of all the unsung heroes of the civil rights movement. It's true that I had a few moments of public prominence in the movement, but most of what I did was unnoted and unsung. For every day I spent in the national spotlight in a hot and uncomfortable jail in Georgia, I spent dozens of unnoticed days in hot and uncomfortable meetings in Chicago. For every hour I spent marching with Dr. King, I spent hundreds of hours behind the scenes organizing such marches. There were literally thousands of people like me in that respect, unnoted and unsung, behind the scenes and anonymous, whose work created, supported, and sustained the more photogenic events that the television cameras recorded for posterity. Truly, it was their quiet efforts that fueled and fed the civil rights movement. I would like to think that in honoring me today, you honor them as well. I gratefully accept this award in their name. Thank you.
This has been a podcast of Knox College. For more information on podcasts, news, events, or other activities at the college, visit us online at www.knox.edu.